This is a recording of the Andrew LaPlante Conference with the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees on November 12, 2015 at 9:30 a.m. Central Time.
Good morning. I'd like to call a meeting of the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees to order. Andrew, would you call the roll, please?
Trustee Barber?
Here.
Trustee Kane? Trustee Beal?
Here.
Trustee Dennett?
Here.
Trustee Edmonds?
Here.
Trustee Feingold? Trustee McDonald?
Here.
Trustee Mulberry?
Here.
Trustee Rubin?
Here.
Trustee Stilley?
Here.
Trustee Tanner? Trustee Teske? Trustee Workman? Here we have a forum.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to thank the trustees who came to the trustee summit that was held at FIU last week. It was a good time for us to listen to some presentations and also interact with other trustees as well as the Board of Governors. Thank you for doing that. We were also, the Board of Governors also approved the Doctor of Social Work degree, and so that got done. On Tuesday, thank you to the trustees who attended. We hosted Governor Scott and the cabinet on the Jupiter campus, and this was the first state cabinet meeting ever held in Palm Beach County. The meeting was held at the request of the CFO, and it went extremely well. President Kelly delivered a report on the progress of the Life Science Initiative, and CFO Atwater commended three individuals: Hannah Herbst, who you know is America's top young scientist and the daughter of Joel Herbst; Dr. Monica Escaleras of the College of Business, who is heading up FAU's recently launched Hispanic opinion polling; and Jan Bednar, who founded a company coming through our business plan competition and is now in the FAU Tech Runway. And so it was great to have those spotlights. We also had a chance with the CFO and the Commissioner of Ag to do a tour of Max Planck and Scripps, and so they got to see firsthand some of the things we're doing there, and that was great. So thank you to all that were there. At the Board of Governors meeting, Vice Chair Tom Kunst was elected chair. He'll take that role up in January. Ned Lautenbach was elected vice chair, and so their two-year terms begin in January. Our fall commencement services will be held on December 10th and 11th, and if you're able to deliver remarks on behalf of the board, please get in touch with Andrew. And finally, I want to remind you that this weekend, Saturday, is our last home football game, and I hope you'll all be able to make it against Middle Tennessee. The kickoff is scheduled for noon. So with that, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And board members, let me also echo Anthony's comments about how impressive it was to see the turnout for the Board of Governors event where the trustees were invited, as well as for the event that we hosted on the Jupiter campus. I feel like the Board of Governors is doing a lot to help us right now. The governor certainly is. The governor came to the Board of Governors meeting and spent an evening with us after being there in the afternoon. He said very, very positive things to say about FAU. He was very complimentary as well yesterday meeting in Jupiter, his cabinet meeting. And it gave us a chance yesterday, particularly, I think, to show off some of the opportunity that's in front of FAU, in that not only we have some outstanding faculty and outstanding students coming through FAU, but we have some great partners. They got to see firsthand the CFO and the Ag Commissioner both went with us on a tour of Scripps and Max Planck after the meeting was over. And what was I think as impressive as anything was having the Scripps and Max Planck people brag about their relationship with FAU. One of the women that we went in her lab at Scripps said she has, I think it was 8 FAU students that are working in her lab, including 2 who are working on postdocs in that lab. So we're building a relationship with them. I think we still have to figure out the new management of Scripps. I have yet to meet with the replacement for Jim Paulson. But our relationship with the department heads at Scripps, I think, is very solid right now. Tom Kodatic has been extremely helpful. Tom sat through the entire meeting yesterday. And Tom also showed up the night before when we had the economic development group. If you, those of you that weren't there yesterday, there were at least, I don't know how many, Andrew, 150 people there that were from the economic development community, business leaders. Kelly Smallridge and her team of people were there from the Business Development Board. Danny Martell and his group of people from the Economic Council were there. And Beth Kegel and her group of people from the Northern Palm Beach Chamber. So the business community really showed up very strongly on behalf of FAU. Dan Kane received an award again for his work as an entrepreneur in the community, and we had a chance to really address straight up with them from the podium significant amount of accomplishments that the university has gone through in the last year or so. We also emphasized to the governor our support for performance funding and our appreciation for the 940,000 jobs that he has created since he became governor, which gives our students a great opportunity to stay in Florida instead of have to leave the state in order to prosper. Next week, we'll be having FAU Days in Tallahassee. It's a very important opportunity for us to begin making the rounds and setting the stage. We shared with the governor yesterday and his cabinet last year when we met with him in Tallahassee regarding the new Jupiter building. He was pretty clear in his message. He didn't object to the idea, but he would really benefit from seeing a match. And what we have now as a match is a $20 million sharing of equipment from Scripps and Max Planck. We have unfettered access to all of the equipment of both of those entities, and they are now listed. That equipment is now listed on our webpage. So as we're recruiting as if all three of us are recruiting together, and that makes a huge difference in who we get. We're in hot pursuit of a candidate that will be one of the best hires ever at FAU. If we land him, it's not easy to do these things. It takes a lot of negotiation when you're moving some of the premier talent in the country. And if it doesn't work out, it won't be because we didn't try. But Gary and Dan Flynn and I have spent a significant amount of time on this discussion with this candidate. And if we do get him, it will be a game changer for FAU. If we don't, we will find somebody of similar quality. That's the intent of all the searches that we move forward. I had a chance to meet with a guy named David Ross, who used to be Fuji Water. And David is very close with was a cohort with David Gilmore, so most of you know David Gilmore and his enormous wealth. David Roth is going to give the university a gift, and please, well, I don't know if there's media on, I'll just wait and see. I'd rather announce the size of the gift when David is ready to. He's going to give a nice gift to Tech Runway. And David also hosted a dinner that I was at last night, which was the night before last, which was a wonderful opportunity to meet with some of the real entrepreneurs, people who have had companies, startup companies who are highly successful. Probably about 40 people came to the dinner, and they're all interested in FAU and what we're doing on the entrepreneurial front. David has agreed to chair the advisory board, external advisory board for Tech Runway. And David is also deeply connected, a lot of backwater connections to other entrepreneurs in Palm Beach County, and I think we will see a complete change in the way Tech Runway looks here in the near future. And then we were really, two things are kind of heartwarming. We had a guy named Nick Vujicic. I may not be pronouncing the last name totally correctly. Nick has no arms and no legs. But he has a heart bigger than anybody I think I've ever met. He had a number of events here on our campus and off our campus He came as a person supporting FAU. Nick addressed 1.4 million people across the state of Florida by webinar. Part of it was from Boca High School. Part of it was from here. Nick had over 22,000 people in the FAU stadium. I think that's probably going to be the third largest crowd ever in the FAU stadium behind the opening day in UM. Maybe Boca Bowl might have been that size. But for one individual, not a football team, to draw that kind of audience is pretty incredible. His message is really a message of anti-bullying, and that no matter what happens to you in life, you can overcome it. And he's just a living example of that. He really has just a part of one foot, and yet he has two kids and a wife and is one of the happiest people I've ever met in my life. Just a real joy. And our campus responded to him in an amazing way. The lines waiting to get up on stage the night he spoke to the students and the number of kids that just wanted to hug him and have a selfie made with him was really heartwarming. The other thing is we are proposing an honorary doctorate for Leon Charney. This would be given outside of the normal situation where normally we would give honorary doctorates on the graduation stage. Leon is the person who was Jimmy Carter's backdoor negotiator between Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin for the Camp David Accords. And Carter clearly indicates that Leon Charney is the only reason that the Camp David Accords ever came into being. He went back and forth, and then the last 18 days, almost every day, was on one side or the other side of the border negotiating the final accords that were signed and created the Mideast Camp David Accords that we've all lived by for so many years. Leon, unfortunately, was, and I'll just tell you the story, I could tell you later, but I'd love for all of you to hear it if you'll just bear with me for a moment. Leon essentially died. He had a heart attack while swimming and was taken to the hospital and was pronounced dead, except for, you know, he could still breathe on a machine but had no brain function. Malcolm Dorman, who many of you know, is now on the College of Medicine board, and his wife were close friends. She called him, asked what she should do. He told her to wait and begged the doctors in New York to wait. They did wait. They waited day after day. And finally, Leon started to show brain function again. And Leon now talks. He's not all the way back. He's about 90% back. But he talks and communicates. They just set up a whole new school in Israel that is all about bringing young people together from the diverse cultures of the Mideast. And his point is that I've given up on this generation, but I have hope that the next one is going to figure out some of these problems and we'll be able to move forward in a unified way. Because of his health, Leon is not able to come and go easily. He has to have a physician that travels with him. So we are proposing doing his honorary doctorate in a separate ceremony on December 21st. And I realize that's out of order with anything that we would normally do. But considering the magnitude of the person and his impact and our chance to really connect, collectively honor him, we would hold a small ceremony here for those that are available on that day. And that allows his wife to come back to Boca only once and transport the physician team that has to accompany him. His health has been declining a little bit more, so hopefully everybody can figure out a way to accommodate that. And we'll have enough of a group here, I'm sure. And she's very thrilled with that opportunity. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Thank you. Andrew, do you have any requests for public comments?
No public comments.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of May 19th, June 23rd?
May
19th and June 23rd.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Andrew, has anybody asked to have anything? Has a trustee asked to have anything pulled off the consent agenda?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Under new business,
approval of an honorary doctorate nomination. Dr. Perry?
Good morning, trustees. This morning I'm requesting approval of an honorary doctorate. You've just heard from President Kelly. The individual is Mr. Leon Charney. University Policy 2.3 specifies that those nominated for honorary doctorates are recommended to the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees by the University Faculty Senate Honors and Awards Committee, the Provost, and the President. This nomination and recommendation also comes from the College of Arts and Letters, Dean Heather Coltman, and Professor Jeffrey Morton. Since you've just had a pretty good background on Mr. Charney, I would just say that Mr. Charney is a renowned as a lawyer, author, broadcaster, real estate mogul, political advisor, an outstanding philanthropist. Mr. Charney has been nominated for an honorary doctorate for his many good works, including his lasting contributions to international security and his promotion of peaceful resolution of conflict among nations. I'll rest there making my case for this nomination and solicit your approval of this honorary doctorate to Mr. Leon Charney.
Thank you, Provost. Can I have a motion to approve the honorary doctorate to Mr. Leon Charney?
Motion. So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trustee.
You have sent you a proposed meeting schedule for next year, and I'd just like to clarify a couple things. The meeting on Tuesday, January 26th, and the if necessary meeting on June 7th would be only board meetings. The other meetings, I'm proposing that we would have a committee meeting in the morning, followed by immediately followed by a board meeting after that. So we would do both on the same day. So can I have a motion to approve the schedule as proposed?
So moved.
Second. Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, thank you very much. Any members of the BOT have a comment?
Yes, this is Michael Dennis, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir, Dr. Dennis.
And I just wanted to mention that you, as chairman and the president, gave superb resumes of the accolades given FAU. I wanted to add to that that I attended at the FIU summit. I also attended the mandatory orientation for new members, for new trustees.
Yes.
And at that orientation, there were representatives from all 12 Florida public universities. And Mr. Hosseini and Norman Tripp both took it upon themselves to openly congratulate FAU on its progress, its response to the metrics, and the enormous progress that's been made within the last several years. So I think that should be mentioned. It reflects on our president, on the trustees, the faculty, and everyone else involved in creating an incredibly productive environment.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Dennis. Any other comments?
This is Catherine Edmonds.
Yes, Catherine.
I just wanted to provide one follow-up comment from Dr. Kelly's report about Mick Vojacek, who had the opportunity to speak to the FAU students. The students afterwards did say, and even after Nick had left, many of the students continued to stay to further discussion, and the amount of feedback that we had from students saying that they were considering taking their life or were wondering what the purpose was, and their turnaround saying, we now know we have a purpose and we're going to do it here at FAU, was extremely profound, and I thought that was worth mentioning as well, the student response.
Thank you very much. And Catherine, thank you for the part that you played in welcoming Nick and facilitating with the student body.
That was my privilege.
Any other comments? Hearing none, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all very much. Thank you for your flexibility in moving this date around. I appreciate it, and we will see you for our committee meetings next month, December 15th. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.